Normally, I take my bike to work, but on this particular day, I took my car, I think because it was just really cold out and I didn't want to bike on that morning. And I've realized sometimes that taking my car gives me a new perspective on things, photographically speaking. And you might think, well, how on earth could taking a car be any different than just riding a bike in terms of photography? Well, sometimes when I park my car, and this sounds kind of silly when I actually say it out loud, but depending on where I park my car, wherever it happens to be open on campus, the route I take to get from that parking spot to my building can show me things that I don't normally see while I'm biking. So on this particular morning, the sun was just starting to peek out as I got out of my car, and it made for some really cool lighting. Now, I walk by this particular scene all the time, and it never really seems all that interesting to me, because these lights, during the daytime, they're not lit up. But in the early morning, it was like a whole new scene. It was so cool. In pitch black, you wouldn't really be able to see these all the surrounding buildings and landscaping and architecture. You would just see the lights. And during the daytime, you would see everything, and the lights aren't interesting at all. But right as the sun was starting to come up, you could see the glow of these lights and the glow of the streetlights and the really dull gray sky turning from black to gray and then to blue eventually. And it was just this whole new perspective on things just because it was a different time of day that I don't normally go past this. The sidewalk I was standing on to take this picture, it kind of sloped downward, so it made it easy to position my camera. And I didn't have to like bend down or anything like that. And I thought I would kind of show how blurriness increases as the lights recede. So the first light's really in focus, and then my plan was to show that as the lights get farther back from the camera, they increase in blurriness. And I don't know if it quite worked exactly. I'm still fairly pleased with the shot, but I don't know if my whole idea to illustrate that this depth of field concept worked that great, but that's okay. I shot this at f1.8. Using a shutter speed of 350th of a second at ISO 400. Now, I could have gone down to ISO 200 to get a slightly cleaner shot. That would have left me with a shutter speed of about 1/175th of a second, which would have still been fine for this handheld shot. But this ended up working fine. I really wanted to use 1.8 when I shot this to get as much bokeh or depth of field or shallow depth of field as possible. And I tried a few shots, and it just wasn't quite working out. Turns out everything was too dark in my camera because I had left it on spot metering. If you listen to the podcast from my post from last week about those guys up on a platform doing some welding, I talk a lot about metering in that post. But on this particular shot, I think because I had left my camera in the same metering mode as I did when I took the other shot from last week, I was focusing on this particular light in front here, and my camera was using that to get the proper exposure, which is not good because that light ended up being using that to calculate the exposure meant the rest of the photo was way too dark. It didn't get a nice even exposure for everything. So I switched my camera to matrix metering. Everything worked fine. I got this photo. Is it great? Well, no, it's not the best photo, but I thought it turned out kind of cool, and it does kind of illustrate that when you're trying to go for a depth of field, a shallow depth of field, what's right in front of the camera or whatever you're focusing on is nice and sharp, and then you can kind of see how things get progressively blurrier. So I don't know, it kind of works. The lesson here, though, is if you're stuck for ideas, and I think this lesson is more important than the photograph itself. If you're stuck for ideas, try a different time of day. It's amazing how everything old becomes new again. And familiar scenes that you might have seen 1,000 times before, if you just go there at night or go there in the early morning or in the late evening when the sun is just going down, everything looks totally different depending on the ambient light and the street lights and any other lights that happen to be around. So If you're looking for something new, a new way of looking at the world, just try a different time of day and see what happens. Also, as a postscript, it's important to double check your camera settings. On this particular photo, it was no big deal, but if this was for a client, whoops, that would have not been good. You get back home and you realize that all your photos are way too dark because you forgot to change it from one metering mode to the other, or whatever it might have been. So anyway, just a little extra tip there for you.